Alice, I'm really worried about you. Please call me.
To save this message, press
1.
To
the key. Come on, Lindsay, wake up.
This is the voicemail service for 077.
Oh my god, why are you waking me up at 3 in the morning? This better be good. Also, why didn't you text me back last night? I was worried.
There's someone in my house. I can hear them moving downstairs.
You're joking, right?
Why would I joke about this? Should I call the police?
Obviously, where are you now?
I'm locked inside my room.
Can you get out your window?
No, it's too high up. I'm gonna call the police.
Okay, I'm coming over. I'll be 20 minutes.
Emergency service, which service do you require?
Police! Police! There's somebody in my house!
Okay, stay calm. What's your address? I'll dispatch some officers immediately.
Princess Street, postcode BN22LR.
Where are you in your house right now?
I'm in my bedroom. I've locked the door.
Okay, that's good. What's your name? Do you know who could be in your house?
Alice, and I have no clue.
Okay, Alice, I want you to stay on the phone with me and barricade your door until the officers are outside. How do you know there's someone in your house, Alice?
I can hear them moving downstairs.
What did you last hear?
They dropped something heavy.
Okay, do you know which room or area they are in your house?
I know they're downstairs, but that's all I can hear.
Okay, that's really helpful. You're doing well, Alice. I'm going to put you through to the officers who are just pulling up outside your house now, okay?
Okay.
It's PC Nittle. We're outside your house, but the door is locked. I'm looking through the window and I can't see any movement.
There's definitely someone downstairs. Please just knock down the door, something. I'm scared.
Okay, okay. We're waiting for backup, and then we'll have to break your door down, but I'll have to hang up now. But sit tight, I'll find your room in a few minutes.
Police! Drop the weapon and lie on the floor! Now!
Alice, it's PC Nittles. You can open the door now, you're safe.
There was someone here, wasn't there?
Yes, there was, but he's been arrested now. You are safe, however. We want to take you to the hospital, get you checked over and put you somewhere else for the night.
I thought I was safe.
It's just a precaution. Let's go to the car.
When I'd gone downstairs, it was no longer my house. All furniture was moved away apart from the table. Every inch of my kitchen area was layered in plastic. There were tools laid out on my kitchen table, knives, hammers. Then it all went black and I woke up in hospital with all these wires in me. Lindsay, that's my best friend, was asleep in the chair next to my bed. The nurse, passing quickly, rushed in, asked me some questions. That's when PC Nichols came in. He was really nice and comforting. He told me about Ryan Adams. Oh yeah, that was my date's real name. I actually knew him in college. He was obsessed with me. The police officer told me that Ryan had slipped me a date rape drug into my coffee. I technically shouldn't have woken up from the amount he gave me. He was planning my murder for years. I've never felt so betrayed. It still affects me every day, but I believe I woke up for a reason. I prevented my own murder to share the story with you, the internet. I'm posting this to raise awareness of the danger of online dating, and I hope you'll think twice about next time you go meet a stranger. You honestly don't know who you could really be meeting. I'm Alice Brown, and this is my story.